bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. My name is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today, my friends, we're going to be talking about the difference between a boy and a man. And when we work with inmates who are incarcerated or on parole, probation, men and women who are involved with recovery from substance abuse and alcoholism, the difference between a boy and a man becomes essential. And today we're going to be focusing on that because the WINGS program itself is dedicated to helping people to find their manhood, their captainship, if you will. And it's very important because many of our men have a lot of responsibility at home, which they have delegated to other people or have just eliminated from their lives altogether. And so our job is to get people back into the game of family life, to get them to be great husbands and fathers, and to be responsible for the things that they have to do, specifically in providing necessities for the body, for their children and their wives, and maintaining a household. So it all becomes very important. And working with people who are incarcerated, it's very, very enlightening to see them making changes from within first and certainly on the inside of prison walls. So here we're going to share with you the difference between a boy and a man. And it goes this way. Boys are students, men are teachers. Boys are consumers, men are producers. Boys play with toys, and men work with tools. Boys break things, men make things. Boys ask questions, men give answers. Boys are disruptive, men bring order. Boys run in gangs, men organize teams. Boys play house, men build homes. Boys shack up, men get married. Boys make babies, men raise children. A boy won't raise his own children, a man will raise his and someone else's. Boys invent excuses for failure, men produce strategies for success. Boys look for somebody to take care of them, men look for somebody to take care of. Boys are present-centered, men are time-balanced, having knowledge of the past, understanding of the present, and a vision into the future. Boys seek popularity, men demand respect. Boys are up on the latest, men are down with the greatest. Boys keep secrets, and men are open books, they are transparent. My friends, which of these statements apply directly to you and why? In which of these statements and areas do you need to work on the most and why? And are you more of a captain or more of a co-pilot? And why? I want you to think about these questions and this poem that we basically have dissected, because it's important that we bear great fruit. And the WINGS program is dedicated to helping men to find their manhood, their captainship, if you will, once again, but to become more responsible, more productive, and more, you know, of a role model for their children. And this is an important aspect to the WINGS program, as we deal with mostly men, although we have dealt with many women. The WINGS program has definitely worked with I'd say 95% of the population has been men. So we see that a lot of men need to mature. One of the things that we need to get clear is to work on our phraseology and terminology. For instance, in the WINGS program, we are always helping men to, you know, work hard, save money, build their stability, their credibility, become role models, buy a car, buy a home, and do some very, very important things for their children, their wives, their families. And so one of the challenges we have is that we hear the word crib used very often. Now, in the WINGS program, every man should have his own home and have space and privacy. It's one of the great goals in the WINGS program because a lot of people are living in dormitory-style living or a prison cell, 6x9. So our goal is to help them to basically get space and privacy through the purchase of a home. And many of our men will refer to, a crib as something they're striving to get, a new crib. And we always point out the fact that a crib is for babies. It's not for men. A man wants to buy a home. He wants to pay his home off. He wants to have space and privacy. He wants to have space for his children and grandchildren and his wife. He wants to make sure that he's got what he needs to be, you know, basically at peace within his home. And a crib is just not enough. So we've got to look at the terminology and the phraseology that men are using first and foremost. We hear other derogatory words and phrases towards women used very often. And our job is to curb that, to change that. And if you're out there listening right now, my friends, be advised that the terminology, the phraseology we use every day is important. And if you need to raise the standard in how we refer to women, then we need to start doing that today. And there's no compromise on that because we want to have, you know, the practice, the golden rule, which is God's, you know, beautiful rule put out there for all of us to treat others as you would like to be treated. And this is important. So as we go through this writing assignment once again, boys are students, men are teachers, okay? And we're growing from boys to men, from a student to a teacher. Although in aviation, we're always learning. You know, the most dangerous pilot in the cockpit is the guy who believes he can't be taught anything. And we used to say the most dangerous crew are two captains flying together or two instructors flying together because you can't be taught anything. But it's not true. We're all students. We're always learning something new. All right. Men, boys are consumers. Men are producers. So very often we suggest men to go into the trades, carpentry, plumbing, electrical, HVAC, roofing, you know, get a CDL license, but they are producers of, you know, products. They're producers of a salary and providing necessities for the families. And we want to be looking at ourselves objectively. And if we need to work more, then that's something we are going to do in a WINGS program. Our goal is to get men working 40 to 55 hours a week because part-time work, 15, 20 hours a week, is just not enough when you need to rebuild your life. So 40 to 55 hours a week is the goal, and there's no time like the present to start. This is very important because we see a lot of men who are coming home very often, are watching television till late at night, into the middle of the night, sleeping late, and then going out in the afternoon. And that's exactly what we don't want to be doing upon reentry. And we use the analogy of an airplane on takeoff. And on takeoff, we are using maximum thrust to get that airplane off the ground. And it's not until we're up at cruise altitude do we actually pull the power back and use a cruise power setting. And the analogy is good because in reentry, we've got to give 100% power to success in reentry. Anything less than that is going to make us high risk, vulnerable, and we are prone to going back to prison or back into recovery. So our goal is to actually give 100% to our reentry or recovery program. And when talking to men and women who have been in recovery, we've seen that many of them said that they've been in recovery multiple times because they didn't give enough. They didn't give 100% towards success in reentry or recovery. It was maybe 25%, maybe 50%, maybe 10%, but it wasn't 100%. And for that reason, they fell down. They regressed. And there was stagnation. Our goal in the WINGS program is to be growing. Winning ideas, nurturing growth and success. We want to be growing and succeeding in every goal in every direction that we can. But it's important. And the goal is to get our boys to think like men. So the WINGS program is designed to help men to make practical changes in how they think, to implement an action plan that they created, and to work the plan of action. Because most people don't plan on failing. They fail to plan. Again, most people don't plan on failing. They don't start their day thinking they're going to fail today, but they don't plan enough. And planning and preparation is key to success in reentry. And the WINGS program has had mostly success, close to 80%. And I'm very proud of that. I'm proud of the guys who put forth the 100% effort and who did their part to succeed and who came home and made changes and working hard for their families, working hard for themselves. I remember when one of the guys came home and got his GED at age 51, went to Gaudenzia to get his mind right and get his drug and alcohol rehab to a point where he was succeeding. And then he could get his GED at age 51. And after that, in conversation with him, I said, "Jeff, what do you want to do now?" And he said, "I think I want to get a CDL license." Well, he's been driving the big rigs for 4 to 5 years and doing a great job. And now he's looking at buying his own truck and starting a business. So, you know, with that, I just put it out there, my friends, that the mindset, you know, of a captain is different than the mindset of a co-pilot. So when I ask you the question, are you more of a captain or more of a co-pilot? It's because we want to be thinking like a captain. The captain is the one who assigns the logbook of an airplane. He takes the full responsibility for his crew, his passengers, and his aircraft, and he signs that. The co-pilot cannot do that. So in reentry and recovery, we want to get our manhood, our captainship straight, and we want to take full responsibility for our families, our children, our homes, our cars, our work, and everything that goes along with it. Everything that we have to do, we want to get it done in a timely way. We don't want to put it off and then start backing ourselves into a corner because we're not getting things done. But again, we want to get the mindset to transition from a boy to a man. Boys break things, men make things. They're builders. Boys ask questions, men give answers. And the more we live, the more we learn, the more we are apt to give answers to people who are asking questions. Boys are disruptive. Men bring order. And this is important. Boys running gangs, men organize teams. Boys play house, men build homes. Boys shack up, men get married. Now, that's an important thing to look at because living together is not the goal in the Wings program. What does God say about it? A man will leave his mother, father, and join his wife, and the two become one flesh. That's what God says about it. He doesn't want us living in sin, engaging in sexual activity outside of marriage. He doesn't want us having births out of wedlock. He does not want us having abortions. He does not want us getting divorced. He wants us to succeed in marriage and to succeed in family life. So again, boys shack up, men get married. It's very easy to shack up and do what you want to do. There's no strings attached. The problem is there are no commitments. And so people are not committed and they walk away very easily, leaving others with broken hearts. The goal is, once again, in the Wings program, to treat others as you would like to be treated. And to, you know, put a marriage ceremony up on the goal list. So when you meet Mrs. Wright or Mr. Wright, you take the time to get to know them and to enjoy cultivating a relationship, a friendship, and then work towards marriage and build a lifetime of marriage. I've seen people do it in the Wings program. Very proud of them. And I've seen people, you know, who have not been able to make that commitment. And sometimes boys are afraid to commit. And men are more willing to commit because they have that mindset. They're more mature. They're more stable financially. And, you know, marriage is a goal in the Wings program. And we want to acknowledge that, you know, that all men are called to basically, you know, the married life, you know, and because God says a man will leave his mother and father and join his wife. But God's word also says this: some men are called to the married life, some are called to the single life, some are called to the religious life. So there is a difference there, and whatever is right for you is your calling. But you want to live up to that calling, and God calls us to do it. Married or unmarried, relationships take work, and marriages take a lot of work. It can be a blessing, but sometimes a burden, as is every good thing that we have, whether it be a home, a car, a business. It's all a blessing because it provides stability financially, but also it requires work to take care of a business, to take care of a home, to take care of a wife who may be ill, to take care of children who are growing, who are in diapers. You know, this is a blessing, but also requires work, so it can be a burden. And that's why God wants, you know, a mother and a father to be in that home, to help each other to take care of the responsibilities that we have as husbands and wives, fathers and mothers, grandparents. It's all important. So again, boys shack up, but men get married. The goal is to not shack up, but to put it on the table, put it on the calendar, and cultivate that relationship and to get married one day. Boys make babies, men raise children. And we have a man in the Wings program who has 27 babies over 30 years or so of incarceration. And, you know, I've talked about it on the air before. This is an undisciplined, you know, gentleman who has engaged in situations with many women and has left each relationship with children and was incarcerated for more than 30 years. And I'll just tell you that his brothers were incarcerated, his father and uncles were incarcerated, and so, you know, 60% of the children of inmates become inmates one day as well. So our goal is to help men to become stable, credible, and role model, and to help the children to avoid incarceration, drugs and alcohol, recovery programs by doing it right. But it takes work, it takes quality time on behalf of the actual, you know, fathers to be there. So men make babies, boys make babies, and men raise children. There is a difference. You're spending time with the child. The average man spends 2 hours a week. I need more time with my kids. Okay? 2 hours a week is very, very little time. We need to get quality time at the dinner table, breakfast table, after school, waking up, going to sleep, saying prayers, going to church on Sundays, sports, you know, watching our kids do what they do well, engaging in school activities, helping them with homework. There's so many things and so many ways that we can spend more time with our kids. We have to do it so we don't neglect our kids, certainly, which is very, very important. A boy won't raise his own children, but a man will raise his and someone else's. And many of our men are stepfathers or foster parents, and so they have taken, made a decision to take on a child or a woman and her children, and that requires a lot of humility, a lot of patience, a lot of love, and a conscious decision that I'm going to do this because I want to improve the quality of life for those kids and that woman out there. And that's a big time captain decision. It really is. You know, and when men do that and take on a new family, you know, who needs some help, who needs necessities, and who needs a lot of love and support, it's a big time decision. And God will bless you for the great decision you have made to take care of other people. God says, whatever you've done for the least of your brothers, you've done it for me. And so in doing that, God will bless you, you know, as he acknowledges the good deed that you have done in caring for a woman and her children. Okay, one of the biggest things to mention here is that boys invent excuses for failure and men produce a strategy for success. And, you know, excuses are a dime a dozen. And so our goal in the Wings program is to make an action plan for success and to get the men to work that plan. So, again, boys invent excuses for failure. Men produce strategies for success. What is your strategy for your life today? Do you have a plan? Or are you just taking off like an airplane fueled up without a plan of action, without a flight plan? And how can you do it? Can you imagine the endless possibilities of what can happen to an aircraft who takes off from Kennedy Airport with fuel on board, but he has no plan for where he's supposed to go? Not even a local flight or a long distance flight. He has no plan to navigate, no fuel management plan, no deviation around weather. And this is very, very critical because you could end up getting lost or, you know, landing at the wrong airport. You have a lot of work to do. So if you're out there, my friends, and you are listening to our show today, remember that the action plan that you develop is something you're going to work day in and day out each and every week in the Wings program. Because, again, most people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. And this, you know, is very critical to success in reentry or recovery from substance abuse or alcoholism. Another thing to mention is that boys look for somebody to take care of them. Men look for somebody to take care of. And so this is what you know, we'd like to mention at this point in the show, because we talked about, you know, a boy won't raise his own children, a man will raise his and somebody else's. And here we highlight the fact that boys look for somebody to take care of them, but men look for somebody to take care of. They are responsible. They are working hard, saving money, providing necessities, food, clothing, water, education, transportation, all kinds of necessities for the body, but also some luxuries as well. And this is something to highlight, because there are a lot of boys who are unwilling to rise to the occasion and to take care of someone else. They want to be taken care of. But God calls us to be independent and not dependent, as we do in the Wings program. We want our manhood, our captainship, and to do all that we can to succeed in each and every area. Another area to highlight is this, that men are time balanced, having knowledge of the past, understanding of the present, and vision into the future. But boys are present-centered, thinking just for the moment. Again, boys are present-centered, thinking about only today, but men are balanced, having knowledge of the past, understanding of the present, and vision into the future. They have wisdom. They've learned something from the past and willing to avoid those mistakes as they go into the future. Very, very critical, once again, for success in reentry and recovery. Boys seek popularity, men demand respect. And this is important. A lot of young people want to be popular. It's great to be popular, but are you respected? This is critical in a lot of cultures. Respect is number one. You treat others as you would like to be treated. And without respect, friendships will end, family relationships will end. And I know in our culture, in our family, respect is number one. If you're not respecting, you know, grandparents or parents, that's going to be a problem. If you're not respecting each other, that's going to be an issue. You know, once again, God calls us to practice the golden rule, to treat others as you would like to be treated. And how much of God's law have we mentioned today as we discuss the difference between a man and a woman? A boy and a man, the difference between a boy and a man, how much of God's law has gone into this presentation today? And quite a bit, my friends, because everything good stems from God. And we want to get our men to be focused on good things. And the steps of a good man is an order from the Lord. It's not something that we can, you know, just eliminate or avoid or neglect. We've got to move in that direction. And if you're out there, my friends, and have changes to make, I want you to give us a call here at Holy Spirit Radio in Finding God in Prison at 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. And we will put you in touch with the Wings program. And again, if you need the Wings program itself, because you're in recovery or in reentry, we would be happy to teach you about the Wings program and show you what we can do for you. Give us a call at 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. That's our show for today. My name is Joe Montone, also known as Deacon Joe. God bless you, and thank you for joining us here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. Have a great day, and God bless you. Take care.